You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Expedient. Forget application refactoring or lift and shift. Get cloud right the first time with Expedient, the nation's leading enterprise cloud provider. Cloud that works for your critical business applications, disaster recovery that ensures your business stays up and running, and expertise from real people. Learn more at expedient.com/wired. Fauci makes a vaccine prediction, anti-protest weapons cause coronavirus concerns, and a top Swedish expert admits fault in their strategy. Here's what you should know. Dr. Anthony Fauci told the Journal of the American Medical Association that, by the beginning of 2021, we hope to have a couple hundred million doses of a Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. He added that scientists should have enough data by the end of 2020 to determine if the vaccine actually works. As protesters and police forces clash around the country, experts worry about a potential spike in coronavirus cases. The use of anti-protest weaponry like tear gas may be particularly problematic, as it tends to cause fits of coughing and sneezing, a potentially devastating recipe for spreading the virus. On the advice of the nation's top epidemiologist, Anders Tegnell, Sweden has avoided lockdown altogether in a controversial response to the coronavirus. How has that worked out? Sweden has one of the highest COVID-19 death rates in the world. If we were to encounter the same illness with the same knowledge that we have today, I think our response would land somewhere in between what Sweden did and what the rest of the world has done, Tegnell said. Finally, here's today's one question. What exactly are antibodies? Antibodies are produced by the body's immune system in response to an infection from a virus. A blood test to reveal COVID-19 antibodies can indicate if a person has had exposure to the virus or has developed a sufficient resistance to it. In early May, the FDA tightened regulations on how antibody tests are approved in response to concern about ineffective or misleading test results. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.